All right, everybody, and welcome. This is episode 32 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. Today, we're going to learn a little bit more about our I Am More program. Also, a reminder of what's coming up here in about 3 days. And talking a little bit about goal setting again. All right, everybody. It is episode 32 of the CCB Health and Fitness Program. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, and we are nearing the end of May, although if you live in southwestern Ontario, it feels like middle of August, which, you know, I don't understand why people are complaining it's so hot. We've been waiting for this so long. Yeah, it's warm, but take the precautions and get out there and enjoy it. So, don't complain that it's hot. We've been waiting for it. It's awesome. I don't think Oak, my guide dog, thinks it's terribly awesome, but I think it's pretty awesome. So anyways, so what I want to do today is touch base again on our I Am More program. So as you know, the I Am More spelled I Am More spelled E-Y-E-A-M-M-O-R-E, and essentially meaning I am more. I am more than my disability. I am a person with talents and goals and abilities and personality, and I'm not defined by my vision loss. And so we've set out earlier this year to create a campaign where we want individuals to share their stories about why they are more. And they could submit either a written jumble of short form sentences or a long paragraph or words, whatever they wanted, or they could put in a video. And we've not gotten any videos, so I'm still encouraging individuals, hey, to participate, just send me a quick video. Shoot a selfie of you and where you are and say, you know, who you are and why you are more, and give us all the lovely details. But we have received a few written submissions, and I wanted to go over one that we received fairly recently. And the best part is I'm going to try to read this, right? So I'm not going to quote the words verbatim because, again, that will certainly do it injustice in terms of me getting it right and making sure that I've got every word down. So, you know, it's a blind guy trying to read my iPad here. So this submission is from Corinne. Corinne or Corinne, I apologize if I've pronounced it wrong. I always read it as Corinne every time your emails come through. And Corinne's been really, really good at submitting questions and feedback. And she's been really awesome at just keeping up and letting me know how things are going. And I'm not going to give Corinne's last name. I don't think we need to, even though she probably wouldn't really mind. But what I'm going to read is her submission for the I Am More campaign. So, again, sort of paraphrasing. So, I am Corinne. I am a dog lover. In fact, I am an animal lover. I'm a woman who also likes water. I like swimming, aqua spin, sailing, aqua aerobics. I am a dancer. I've been a belly dancer since I was 4. Wow. And then she also does, sorry, she's been a ballet dancer since she was 4. There we go. And then she also does belly dancing now and gypsy dancing, which is interesting. I don't really know what that is. So she's been doing belly dancing and gypsy dancing for the last 10 years. She's a Braille transcriber. Actually, we'll do this in the first person. I am a Braille transcriber, and I am a book eater, which essentially means I love to read. I am the partner of a very great man whom I love dearly, which is very sweet. I am not only a guide dog handler since 1993, but also a dog handler because I have the great chance of being the chosen one of our pet pup, Abby. Abby, cute name. Since she comes from a shelter and pushed all the other dogs away from me the first... So, since she came from a shelter and pushed all the other dogs away from me the first time we met, I figured we would become very good friends. That's really awesome. I am someone who loves to learn. Learn about things and experience things I've never tried before. I am more than that. I could probably go on for a really long time. I'm still going to stop because, hang on. Yes, I'm still going to stop, but I'm a lucky aunt, a sister, a daughter, who's going to visit her family very soon. So that's from Corinne. Sorry, Corinne, if I've butchered that a little bit, but essentially, hopefully, we've got an idea of who Corinne is. Corinne is a dancer. She loves water. She loves animals. She loves to read. She's a guide dog handler. She's also the chosen one of Abby, her pet pup, who pushed all the other dogs away. And she's a loving family member to her partner, to her sisters, her nieces, and her parents. So that is Corinne. The cool thing about that, Corinne, is you didn't mention anything about what your vision loss is. And that's awesome, right? Because it doesn't matter, really. What matters is who are you, right? And seeing all those personality traits and all of those goals gives me a great idea or a great insight as to who Corinne is and what she loves to do. And also is a great way for me to know, you know, how can I better help Corinne? You know, how can I be of assistance to her if she ever has any questions? And so now I have a better insight of who she is. And so do you. So you guys know who Corinne is. And that's essentially what we're looking for in terms of the I Am More campaign. Send us your note. I will try to read it on one of our podcasts or maybe on our Facebook page. Again, I apologize. It's, you know, a blind guy reading the iPad. So, you know, I try to paraphrase a little bit. So thank you so much, Corinne, for your submission. And everybody else, send us your submissions. I want to know who you are. Like, let's go. It's been a while. And you certainly can do that by emailing me, ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. So what else do we have? Well, coming up, what is it? 2 days from now, because this is Wednesday. So coming up on Friday, we have our spring edition of our virtual 5K run and walk. And I know we've got some individuals out on the West Coast. We have an individual and his partner participating in Europe while they're on vacation, which is awesome. And I know we've got a handful of individuals here in Chatham that will be participating with me. So that's this Friday, June 1st. And we're going to do that here in Chatham at 6 p.m. So it's an evening thing, you know, because it's Friday and it's a warm, lovely evening, hopefully. And there might be a visit to the pub afterwards, just saying. So, you know, a bit of an incentive to walk briskly so you can have a cool beverage afterwards. So one of the other things I really was thinking about touching on today is the topic of goal setting again, but not really in the way of goal setting that we've talked about before, you know, setting the SMART goals that are specific, measurable, action-based, realistic, and time-based, right? So those were your personal goals. I want to talk in terms of goal setting and how you can help me in my goal setting. So really the big idea with the CCB Health and Fitness program is for me to find ways to help you feel more comfortable and feel more competent and confident getting out there and participating in an active and healthy lifestyle. You know, CCB is very lucky to have a technology program, a get together with technology program, and they very often meet up via teleconference, and they go over certain apps and certain electronic technologies and how that can better assist somebody with vision loss. And the beautiful thing about that is people are very interested in technology these days, right? I mean, it's super helpful for us as visually impaired individuals. And so people are very proactive in asking questions and letting the organizers of GTT know what the public wants, right? So as a program manager for this program, it's really important for me to know what you guys want. Like, what are your barriers? What's setting you back? What's holding you back? Because that helps me, right? And that's in terms of goal setting. I'm a goal setter, and my goal is to really dig deep and find out what things are preventing you guys from participating in exercise. And, you know, that really involves you guys just putting out anything, any barrier, any issue. So maybe let's title the submission request, "Why Exercise Sucks," right? So maybe email me or message me and say, you know, "This is why exercise sucks." I want to hear it, right? Because if you tell me why you don't like to exercise, what sucks about it, what sucks about trying to live an active and healthy lifestyle, then it's something we can address, right? It's something I can go back to and I can do shows on, and I can pick apart those submissions and really dig deep and give some more insight. And it's not about me saying, well, the reason you gave is false. No, not at all. Because you know what? It's not always about making exercise super enjoyable, but it's doing it because you know there's benefit to it. So if you tell me why exercise sucks, then it gives me a little bit more of a direction in my goal to maybe help you, right? If I know your barrier to exercise is your dislike for exercise, well, then let's find a way to have you tolerate it a little bit more, right? You don't even have to love it, but just tolerate it a little bit more. If you're like me, you tend to love it, right? I know there's some individuals, they love all types of exercise, and some individuals like certain sports or activities only. And I mean, I'm very much geared towards triathlon. I guess the beauty of triathlon is there's sort of three, maybe four sports combined there, right? You've got swimming, you've got cycling, you've got running, and then you've always got your strength training as well. So there really ultimately is four things that I really, really like. And I like other activities, you know, like golf and curling and whatnot, but those are less frequent. So I know there's some individuals, I have a friend of mine, his wife loves classes, like that pretty much is all she does, but she does them very, very often and very different types of classes, and she's very fit, right? And she really enjoys it. So if you were to ask her maybe, do you want to do triathlon? She'd probably say, well, that sucks, right? And for me, in all honesty, my wife likes to do classes. I don't really enjoy classes that much, right? It doesn't motivate me. So if I had somebody telling me, well, that's the only way you're going to get exercise is you need to go do classes. Well, I'm not going to do exercise, right? So I need your submissions about why exercise sucks. What don't you like about it? Is it the sweaty? Do you not like getting sweaty? I love getting sweaty. My wife, not so much, right? Is it the fact that you might have to exercise in front of people and you're self-conscious about everybody's looking at you? Is it the clothes you don't like? Is it the fact you maybe don't feel coordinated? Is it you think the whole, science behind exercise and the need for exercise is just bunk? You just think, well, there's no need for it and we're getting along just fine, and you know, just living my daily life and you know, walking up a few flights of stairs is going to be good enough, and that's fine. Obviously I disagree with that, but if that's what you feel, then that's awesome. That lets me know, and then we can maybe meet in the middle and agree on some benefits for exercise. So it's not about me turning you around and saying that your reasons for exercise suck. It's about maybe meeting in the middle and helping you find ways to incorporate exercise and physical activity that circumvent your barriers. So that's the goal for today. My goal is to help you, and my goal is to get you to help me help you, if that makes any sense. I hope so. Okay. So what I want you guys to do is, and all the ones that have been participating, awesome. Keep it up. I know, again, like Corinne, she's probably going to send me something in as well, which is awesome. Thank you very much. And we have Camille and Marcus. We've got and Susan. We've got a lot of listeners that certainly will participate. I want all those who have been listening, but maybe haven't chimed in yet, send me an email, right? Or if you're friends with me on Facebook or friends with our CCB Health and Fitness page, track me down on Facebook. Just put it out there. This is your chance to rant and vent and say, exercise sucks, and tell me why. Because it gives me so much information and so much insight as to how I can help you. And again, it's not going to make you a super athlete, but it really, it gives me good insight to, you know, what are the common barriers out there? You know, again, like the managers of the Get Together with Technology program, they get a lot of that feedback. So they know what the barriers are in terms of technology, right? Is it, you know, the flat screens of an iPhone or an iPad that, you know, are intimidating people because there's no tactile buttons? You know, is it recognizing speech, you know, from voiceover, having trouble recognizing that, you know, like, or understanding that? So, and I mean, there's a bajillion reasons out there why people are afraid of tech. And so what the managers of Get Together Technology do is they find ways to help people not be afraid of tech. And I want to find ways to help you not be so afraid of technology, or not technology, of exercise, and really help you, you know, make exercise suck just a little bit less. But for right now, let me know. Send me an email. Tell me why it sucks. Tell me why you don't like to exercise, whatever it is. Give me the real lowdown. Make it fun. Make it funny. Make it honest. And we'll share some of that. Keep going with the I Am More campaign. Certainly submit an email, if you wish, with the hashtag I Am More, EYEAMMORE. Let me know who you are, right? Let me know what you love to do. And if you don't love to exercise, that's fine. You can incorporate why exercise sucks in your I Am More campaign submission. But we want to know who's out there, who's listening. We've got a good chunk of individuals who listen to this podcast. So we want to hear from you. Absolutely, we do. So let's share. All right, everybody. ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Get out there on Friday, do your virtual run walk. Still time to register to be eligible for our grand prize, which will be a Bluetooth heart rate monitor. Submit your I Am More campaign blurb, or whatever you call it, your point forms, your paragraphs, or your video. And tell me why exercise sucks. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day. Enjoy the heat. Till next time.